Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
My next guest, Daniel Suarez, is a Mexican-American NASCAR race driver who currently competes full-time on the NASCAR Cup Series, driving the number 7 Chevy Camaro ZL1 for Spire Motorsports. He is in his 10th season in the Cup Series and sits 14th in the driver standings following the first 6 races of the 2026 season. Daniel, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. How are you doing today?
Oh, fine, thank you. You know, your background is fascinating as I looked into it. I mean, you've gone from racing in Mexico to winning at the highest level in NASCAR. You've competed against the best drivers in the world. You know, what separates guys who win consistently from everybody else? Because you've really got a really unique story.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, you know, being born and raised in Mexico, it's been a little bit different. I mean, every driver has a unique journey, right? Every single one of us, we have a different path and a different journey. But definitely, mine is the most different. Just coming from a different country and a place where when I grew up, you know, we didn't have a lot of options, right? Like it was only go-karts, really, road coursing go-karts, and that was the only option. We don't have ovals for go-karts. We don't have dirt. We don't have any of this kind of stuff. So for me, you know, I always look up to NASCAR a lot. Always been a huge fan of the sport, and always trying to admire the sport of NASCAR. But at the same time, I never thought that I was gonna have an opportunity to come to the United States. I started racing in NASCAR in Mexico, and that led me into eventually coming to the United States.
NASCAR has changed a lot in recent years, new cars, new formats. Do you think it's better for the sport or more complicated than it needs to be?
No, I think it's great for the sport. You know, I think that the sport has done a great job listening to the drivers, listening to the fans, listening to the media, to trying to steer the sport in the right place. And, you know, we had, for example, we have the playoff format for several years, and now we are going back to a chase, which I personally think that is a good change, right? The playoff format was great, and it was very intense and a lot of drama, but it was here for a long time, and I felt like it ran its course, and it was time for something new. And I feel like now we go back to the chase format, which I think, you know, rewards consistency, rewards winning as well, and it should be a lot of fun.
You know, racing, I can only imagine you're racing at 180 miles an hour plus. It's not just physical, it's mental. How do you stay focused when one mistake could end your day or worse?
Yeah, I mean it's really it's just like any other sport, right? Like you have to really operate in a very high level of responsibility and also very high level of pressure, right? Because, you know, just like a quarterback on the NFL, you know, right, like there is right. a lot of work, a lot of people working extremely hard. But at the end of the day, it's up to this one person to throw the ball. So it's no different to a driver, right? Like there is a lot of people, a lot of engineers, a lot of mechanics, a lot of people doing the work. But at the end of the day, everything ends in one person, which is the driver. So it's just very important to stay present, to do our work, and to be able to execute the best possible way, and to understand that the most important thing to focus on is the process, you know, to be able to execute a good race.
We're talking with NASCAR Cup Series driver Daniel Suarez. Okay, you got to settle this for us. Who do you think is the toughest driver to beat on the track right now?
Well, right now, I mean, that changes, right? That changes a lot.
Sure,
but
yeah.
Right now, definitely is Tyler Reddick. I mean, the guy has won 4 of the last 6 races. They have done an amazing job. I mean, he has done as a driver an amazing job, but also, as a team, 2011, they have done an amazing job, and it's important to recognize those things. You know, it's important to recognize when somebody is doing something special, because you have to learn from that and continue to use them as an example.
So walk us through, you know, a typical race day. I mean, what's going through your head, you know, before prep, and what's going through, more importantly, in those final laps when everything's on the line?
To be honest, it's the same thing the lap 5. Honestly, it's no different. You just have to execute the next thing right. And I may sound boring by saying this, but once you put the helmet on, you just have to do your job and execute it. And regardless if it's lap 1 or lap or the last lap of the race, the task is the same. And the task is to do the next thing right and to execute it well and to maximize the potential of your race car and to maximize your potential as a driver.
Well, I know you're in town right now, and you're coming to Kansas. You've got a race coming up in Kansas City, April 18th and 19th at the Speedway. Do you like the Kansas Speedway? I know, you know, racers have their favorite tracks. Are you a fan of the Speedway?
I love it. I love Kansas City. I love the racetrack. I love the food. I love the people here. Honestly, I love coming to Kansas. It's an amazing place. You know, as a person, not as a driver, but as a person, you always have these places where you really, really enjoy to go. And Kansas, for me, is one of them. I truly love to come to Kansas. I'm so looking forward to come back here in a few weeks. It's always a great race. It's always a very, very intense racing. Like I said, great people, great fans, great food. I mean, you just have everything. So we really have a lot of fun every time that we come to Kansas.
Well, Daniel, we appreciate you joining us. If folks are interested, if they want to check out your website, if they want to follow you, they can find you online at DanielSuarezRacing.com, correct?
That's right. That's my website. Over there, social media, Daniel Suarez. I also have my YouTube page where we do blogs and things like that. Behind the scenes for the weekends, you know, a couple times a month, so you guys can check those out if you guys want to learn more about what is happening, you know, behind the scenes. So, I'm looking forward to see you guys in a few weeks in Kansas.
Well, and you're on X at Daniel_SuarezG. I follow you on X. I recommend folks follow you there as well. Daniel, best of luck. Again, you're coming to Kansas City, to the Kansas Speedway on April 18th and 19th. I don't know if say break a leg, but we'll wish you the best of luck. I don't know what the lingo is for NASCAR.
The same thing. But thank you so much. I appreciate you, and looking forward to see you guys in a few weeks at the racetrack.
Best of luck, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboard's piled up, and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.